RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro, Mike Hoss, as well as Deuce McAllister, and we're talking LSU against Houston in the Texas Bowl tomorrow night, 8:15 kickoff, 8:15 kickoff in Houston. And joining us now, Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com, at GlennWest21. Glenn, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Hoss.
Hey, Deuce and Hoss, how are you guys? Thanks for having me.
We are well. Thank you very much. Same to you. Hope you had a good holidays. And so, LSU back-to-back at the Texas Bowl, so not the way that you wanted to finish. Last year they beat Baylor, but really this year it's been just so much different. Their last game was November 29th, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's a game, but it's been Frank Wilson, it's been Lane Kiffin, it's been the portal. There's so much going on that really haven't, that's beyond kind of the football game, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think you're definitely seeing one eye towards the football game and then maybe an extra couple eyes towards the future of the program and just what they're going to do in the transfer portal here next month. They're obviously going to be very aggressive with Lane Kiffin and this new staff. But we were able to talk with Frank Wilson a little bit today, and they are kind of treating this kind of as a last kind of battle cry for this previous era of LSU football. And they got a pretty good amount of players that have decided to play. With some of the opt-outs that they've had and some of the guys who are not playing because of injury, they still were able to retain a good portion of their young players to kind of go through the finish line here and get through this last game against Houston tomorrow. So should be an interesting one just to kind of see maybe what the future of LSU could look like with some of these returning players or potential returning players, I should say. But there's certainly a lot that I think you're going to be able to kind of move past from quickly with this game and move towards what the portal is going to look like for these guys.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued just to get your thoughts on. It's unique to say it in the least, just because Coach Kiffin has been around, he has been there, but you know, it's still Coach Frank Wilson kind of operating and leading in a sense. And so I just wanted to get your opinion on how involved Coach Kiffin has been, you know, even with, you know, just watching practice or, you know, from that standpoint, and just maybe a young guy trying to trying to catch the eye of that potential staff, and you know, just wanting to put some good film out there, just because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times we think that scholarships are 4 years, as we know it's a year-to-year basis type situation, and so you do want to put some good film on camera to be able to say, hey, look, you know, I am worthy of at least an opportunity or the conversation to be a part of what's going to happen going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And Coach Kiffin has been around for quite a bit here over the last couple of weeks, not only just trying to get himself assimilated with Baton Rouge, but getting to know some of the current players on this roster. They've really started to have some revved up meetings with some of these current players really over the last week to 10 days, just trying to see where each of these guys are at in terms of, do they want to return to the team, what that role could look like, do they want to enter the portal, and what opportunities could be available for them elsewhere. So, you know, Coach Kiffin was, you know, watching a lot of the practices up until they left for Houston on the 24th. He's, I believe, out in California right now celebrating Christmas with his family, but he's been around the building, around the facility a lot, doing all the things that he needs to kind of get a good sense of what this current roster might look like for him next year, and then building, obviously, his board and his plan with Billy Glasscock, the new general manager, about just how they want to attack these different positions and just who those targets might be. But I think it also helps when you have kind of the defensive staff returning, you know, guys like Blake Baker and Kevin Peoples and, you know, guys who have been around this program now for a couple of years. It'll certainly help them, I think, in the retention of their defensive players. You know, offensively, I think you're looking at a pretty massive overhaul for LSU, and that's exactly why you've paid Lane Kiffin the big bucks to come in here and get that side of the ball fixed very quickly. But defensively, they were able to retain a lot of those defensive staffers, and I think that's really going to help them as he continues to get to know a lot of these players, and he gets to know this region, he gets to know recruiting around here, and just how important that's going to be to his success. So he's taking all in the information right now, and I think he's going to be very much informed by the time this portal window opens about who and who will not be returning to their roster next year.
And the portal officially is January 2nd, so we're a week away from that. I was reading one of your more recent articles today, and there are expected to be about 10 players, at least right now, that we expect to be in that transfer portal. Roughly speaking, of those 10, were all those kind of, you know, more recent, or were some of these maybe before the Lane Kiffin decision or after? Are you trying to sway some of these guys still?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a lot of these decisions that I think have been made over the last week to 10 days since Lane Kiffin got the job, and I think since he's kind of had an opportunity to evaluate the roster and talk to some of these players. But there certainly are a few that have entered the transfer portal that I think LSU would be open to bringing back if they were to kind of change their minds or have further conversation with this new staff. The freshman offensive lineman, Carius Kern, is one of those guys. He's, you know, a highly four-star rated recruit, played a lot as a true freshman, and, you know, just I think is one of the highest rated players right now in the transfer portal or expected to enter the transfer portal. We know how much work this offensive line needs for LSU, and you certainly hate to lose young talent like that that's developing and that's evolving. And so if there's a way to maybe convince a guy like him to return, but you know, a lot of the guys that have entered this far to this point were kind of, you know, bench players, depth players, you know, guys who maybe saw the field here and there, but were not real, real crucial pieces to this roster this year, with the exception of Kern. I think he's probably the big one there that you don't like to see go into the portal, but also understand that it's just part of the business. And, you know, I would expect maybe a couple more to enter here before January 2nd. We just got a couple more updated today. Offensive lineman DJ Chester, who's been a multi-year player for LSU, and then safety JV and Toviano have also entered the portal, according to a number of different reports. So, you know, they're right around a dozen right now, I think, for portal entries. And so they've got to do a lot of really good work here over the next couple weeks to kind of rebuild up that depth and find some quality starting options, I think, going forward.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Yeah, and when you talk about just how teams, I just wanted to get your opinion, not necessarily just LSU, on how teams have adopted to the portal. And we know Coach Kiffin in the past, particularly at Ole Miss, he has built, you know, his team via the portal, and obviously high school as well. But, you know, more so immediate players from what they think guys that can step in and play have been via the portal. And just wanted to get your take on it. You know, as we know that, the more changes we're approaching, I guess, the second weekend now of the bowl or playoff series. And, you know, some of those players, a lot of those guys are portal players. Some are high school, but just get your opinion on that.
Yeah, no, there's definitely, I think, a changing of the guard here. You know, everything in recruiting used to be relationship based. And I just don't think that's the case anymore. I think there's playing opportunity, of course, that factors into it. But look, at the end of the day, I think a lot of the players that you see enter the portal, or at least a lot of the ones that are looking for other opportunities, are also doing it because of that NIL factor and just kind of what financial opportunities might be out there for them as players. And so I think that's a huge part to this. You know, Lane Kiffin has been a coach here over the last 4 or 5 years that has looked at the transfer portal very, very deeply and kind of come away, I think, with the overarching opinion that, you know, why take a risk on a, you know, 4 or 5 star player in high school that we haven't seen compete at this level, as opposed to maybe a 2 or 3 year starter in college who has all those built up statistics and has all that built up playing time and been in a college program. I think this is kind of at least what you're going to see at LSU here over the next several years. I think you're going to see a lot more leaning into the transfer portal, and I think that's just the way that Lane Kiffin has seemingly found a lot of his success here over the last 5 to 6 years. But I certainly also think that the recruiting base in Louisiana is something that can't be lost in the process if you're LSU from a high school perspective. There's just so much talent that comes out of the state year in, year out. It's what makes this job such an appealing one as opposed to some of the other ones really across the country, because there's just not much of a competition there with some of those high school players who grew up wanting to put on the purple and gold. So there's going to have to be more of a balance there, but I do think that at least from an LSU perspective, that the transfer portal is going to be something that is alive and well every year here under Lane Kiffin going forward.
And if you look old school, you know, they're playing a game in Houston. We know how well LSU likes to recruit the state of Texas and vice versa. Yep. Because it's two of the best football, you know, talent bases. What you know, can this game, if you, you know, what can they do and can't do as far as recruiting for this game?
Yeah, it's great for the recruiting base because there is a large faction of LSU recruiting in Houston having a lot of success there. Even just as recently as this last year, they were able to recruit a guy, A.J. Halsey, from Houston from the transfer portal and get him over here to LSU. But look, I think from, you know, there's also a huge donor base, a huge fan base here in the Houston area for LSU. They've already sold out all of their, LSU allotted tickets for the Texas Bowl. So you'd expect it to be a pretty packed house in the NRG Stadium tomorrow. I think from a recruiting perspective, they're not allowed to have much interaction with some of these Texas recruits, but they can certainly host them, and certainly those recruits can certainly come to campus or come to the game on Saturday and watch this team from afar. But I don't think there's going to be much interaction between the coaches and some of these recruits that come in from Texas. So that's kind of the update there from a recruiting perspective.
Well, I surely appreciate it. We look forward to it, and thank you for the all the updates as well.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
No, thank you, Glenn. That's Glenn West, 247.com. Just checking all of his stuff. The Tigers, 8:15, going to be a late one for you. That much we know of at 8:15 kickoff. So appreciate it. Be safe.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.